Hello, I'm Dr. Albert Rizzo, the Chief Medical Officer of the American Lung Association. I wanted to bring you this brief lungcast update coming from the American Thoracic Society's meeting in San Francisco. I'm here today with the CEO and President of the American Lung Association, Mr. Harold Wimmer, who is going to give us some views on where he thinks the respiratory field is and what the important role the American Lung Association has to play in respiratory diseases.
Well, thanks, Dr. Rizzo, for giving me the opportunity to talk with you today as we're here at the ATS International Conference. And the American Lung Association really sees a great deal of value by participating in the conference as giving us an opportunity to really learn in terms of what is really coming out of the science in terms of new ways to treat individuals who are dealing with any one of the more than 50 different types of lung and respiratory diseases. So it's really a unique opportunity to learn about the science in terms of how it's impacting medical treatments. It's also a great opportunity to visit all of the exhibit areas and seeing all of the latest technologies that are out there that are enabling new ways to test for lung disease and also ways to really enable individuals with chronic lung disease to live a more hopeful life.
Yeah, it's also heartening for us to see many of the researchers that the American Lung Association has supported in the past and some who are current awardees of our awards and grants program. You want to say how important our research mission is?
Yes, I mean, research certainly is a very important part of our mission in terms of the way that we deliver on our strategic goals as an organization through research, through our advocacy efforts, and also our public education campaigns, which are all based on the science that comes out of research that is funded. And the American Lung Association is very proud of our research portfolio that we support on an annual basis, both through our awards and grants program and also the funding of our Airways Clinical Research Center network. And that, as you did refer to, is that we're also very proud that we have 45 of our researchers this year that are sharing their outcomes here at the ATS conference. So they're reporting out or through poster sessions. So that's certainly a record number for us this year.
I know you met with both CHEST and ATS leadership, and can you just tell us about how the collaboration is working? I know you like to collaborate with other organizations and the professional societies, and pulmonary are very important.
Yes, and you know, the American Lung Association really feels that the way to really make a greater impact is through partnerships and collaboration, not only with medical societies, but also with other lung patient advocacy organizations. And the American Lung Association has been meeting with leadership from the American Thoracic Society and also from the American College of Chest Physicians. And we're talking about ways that we can speak with one voice as we are addressing some of the current threats that all of us are facing, you know, as we're talking about potential reductions in NIH funding, reductions in funding of the CDC, which will really impact many of the lung prevention programs that we've been working on, and also the potential rollbacks of the EPA regulations. So this gives us an opportunity to really bring science and public health together.
Well, I want to thank you for your time and your leadership at the American Lung Association, and enjoy the rest of the conference.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Rizzo.
Hello, I'm Dr. Albert Rizzo, Chief Medical Officer for the American Lung Association, and I'm bringing you a special segment of a lungcast from the American Thoracic Society meeting in San Francisco. And we're fortunate to have with us one of the American Lung Association's national spokespersons, Dr. Francesca Polverino.
Hello.
She specializes in the area of COPD. So I'm going to ask her some things about COPD that you got out of this conference. First of all, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's my honor to summarize what have been the hot topics during this conference. So the first thing is that we discussed about whether in the diagnosis of COPD, we should still keep the obstruction as one of the major and only criteria for the diagnosis of COPD. In particular, we're questioning whether we should go a little bit beyond the obstruction and start doing more trials with people that do not have airflow limitation, but they do have symptoms or radiological evidence of COPD. So this was a very hot topic. The second hot topic has been as a consequence of the successful trial for TH2 inflammation, the dupilumab trial and the MEPO trial. We discussed quite a lot about the TH2 inflammation in COPD. Is it a treatable trait? Is it the only successful treatable trait that we have so far? And what are the next steps to get to a more comprehensive treatment that can encompass more patients with COPD and not just the one with blood eosinophilia?
I think I asked you about regeneration. Is it ready for prime time yet or still a ways to go?
Yeah, this is a great question. So regeneration has been the object of study of many, many groups for the last at least 20 years. We know that there are a few stem cells that are have the full potential to regenerate the lung, although this experiment so far have been only brought to a preclinical model in vitro or ex vivo. But the effort to bring these models to the clinic is still has been unsuccessful. There are a few clinical trials that have been done with stem cells. The stem cells have been proven to be safe. However, so far the trial has not led to a change in lung function, an improvement in lung function. So I think we are still at least 10 years away from something that he brought to the clinic, but we're getting really, really close.
Great. And the other thing I wanted to ask you about was the COPD INET organization. I know you did not have a meeting at this ATS, but could you just tell our listeners what the COPD INET is and how important it is?
Absolutely. So the COPD INET is a group of COPD investigators and clinicians, a basic translational investigator in COPD. You don't have even to be a researcher to be part of the COPD INET, even a clinician with an interest in COPD. It's an association that was born 3 years ago, and the American Lung Association has been one of the biggest supporters of the COPD INET. If you are doing any sort of research in COPD or have any interest in COPD, you can join for free our association. We had already our two international meetings that were very successful. The first one was in Munich. The second one was in Boston. And we're having the third one in Europe this year. And we will keep going to gather more and more people with interest in COPD. And the scope of this association is to foster collaboration, sample collection, and the help with between and the exchange of ideas among COPD investigators and clinicians.
Great. Well, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
And enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you.